Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Oh, a family can't believe their son's accused drunk driving killer has been granted bail after an appeal. The suspect was a probationary firefighter who's now fired. He can't go out of the country now, but he can still drive a car. Oh, a whole lot of things to unpack this afternoon. Here's Mac Rosenberg.
We are broken from the day this happened.
And seeing a man walk free who prosecutors say drove 83 miles an hour, drunk and high, killing her son, does nothing to help.
He made that decision. So therefore, he is a murderer.
Justin Diaz, who worked at LaGuardia, was 23. Accused killer Michael Pena was no stranger to speeding. 25 school zone speeding tickets before the crash. Attorney David Cohen says his client has shown up to court when required.
What more than that does a court need to see that he's not a flight risk?
He gave up his passport, but Pena is allowed to keep his driver's license. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And Winds family, you know what everybody's asking. Why is this man still driving a car? I mean, guilty until proven, or innocent until proven guilty, but still, we're watching this one. We'll keep you posted. A man facing charges meantime after cops say he stole a car with a two-year-old in the back seat. This happened just before 11 in Brownsville. Cops say the car was stolen on Sutter Avenue near Van Senden Avenue. Was later located at Liberty Avenue and Winona, less than a mile away. The boy was found safe and uninjured. 34-year-old Maurice Stevens facing several charges now, including grand larceny and kidnapping. Somebody said he probably looked in the backseat and saw that boy back there and thought, oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to feed this kid. I don't want to make light of it, but nonetheless, he has been arrested and the kid is safe and uninjured. And the NYPD's new quality of life division hitting the streets today. And our Juliet Papa got to ride along in East New York to see how it's going.
The Q team's vehicle recovery unit was here on Vermont Street. A tow truck removing what's called a ghost car.
The plates do not match the vehicle, to put it very simply. So we do not know the origin of this vehicle, if it's stolen or not, what it has been involved in.
That's Deputy Chief William Glynn, commanding officer of the Q team effort. They review 311 data and listen to community leaders to identify pressing problems. Neil Booker owns a home on this block.
I do see quite a few cars just around the area that I know for a fact there's no one that's occupying it or utilizing it. It's good to see that something's being done.
He says he feels safer when these cars are taken off the street. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Meantime, an investigation underway in Queens after around two dozen surveillance cameras were stolen from a bunch of MTA subway cars. This happened last weekend near the Briarwood and Sutphen Boulevard stations on the F line. The Daily News reporting crews made the discovery when they went to check surveillance cameras on some train cars and thought, ooh, there are no cameras in here. They were looking into a low-speed collision between two parked R trains, and there were no cameras. They walked in there, found all 22 of them gone, along with the memory cards. Somebody knew what they were doing. The MTA says the incident is under active investigation. Morning today up in Harlem. Yep, they held the funeral for Mama Z. She's the grandmother who was killed by a stray bullet last month.
She was one of the first black women to own a bodega in Harlem. A mother, a grandmother, and friend, now a memory to all those who loved her.
She was a kind, loving person.
Ernest worked with Mama Z in the National Action Network, and he's here today to pay his respects. He says after this, he'll keep attending anti-violence rallies in her honor.
I mean, you won't stop it, but you could minimize it by what you're doing. The only way to do that is to come together. And when people come together, things start happening.
Mama Z's alleged gunman turned himself in last week, and she died making sure her grandson was safe in a hail of gunfire. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Mother AME Zion Church.
A Brooklyn concert venue had to cancel the show last minute last night, apparently after running into issues during its city inspection. Needless to say, DJ Sarah Landry fans were pretty disappointed.
It was supposed to be a huge night at the Brooklyn Mirage, opening night with a sold-out set from DJ Sarah Landry. But just hours before, the Mirage canceled the show.
But I feel like they weren't completely transparent.
John Hanos had tickets to see Landry with his friend and found out on Instagram.
About a month ago, we decided to sell our tickets because we said there's no way they're going to be ready in time. 2 days ago, with all the hype, we decided to buy tickets again for the show. We're promised by the CEO that they'd be opened, and lo and behold, got canceled.
And the plans for this weekend shows are still unknown. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And we've reached out to City Hall and waiting to hear back now. Meantime, a big day for a Long Island team this weekend when he'll take the mound to pitch in a baseball game. So what's the big deal about that, Mullins? Well, he survived an horrific car crash where they didn't even think he would walk again. Sophia Hall has the story.
He feels at home on the mound, and this weekend what many are calling a miracle will take place. 17-year-old Anthony Pagliuca will pitch for St. Anthony's High School after making an amazing recovery from a horrific crash that killed his two friends last year.
Yeah, I just pray for them every day, you know, and then Sunday, of course, it's going to be a big, you know, their parents are going to be there. They were two incredible kids.
He suffered a severe brain injury and was in a coma on a ventilator. He talked about the moment he woke up in the hospital.
My parents were there. Then I looked at my phone, the text from friends and family. It was incredible.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Doesn't that just make you want to hug that little one in the back room? I don't care if he is 6 feet tall with big feet hanging off the bed. Just makes you want to hold him just a little bit closer, doesn't it? Golly, great story, Sophia. Police shooting in the Bronx last night. Cops say a man holding his mom at knife point and refused to drop the weapon, and that's when the shots rang out.
The screams from an apartment alerted a security guard, and he called the cops. When they got there, they saw a 34-year-old man holding a knife to his mother's neck. Nick lives in this building.
There's security 24/7. I'm not shocked, truthfully. The Bronx is pretty much like the Wild West nowadays.
Chief of Patrol Philip Rivera says the responding officers tried de-escalating for almost 3 minutes. But it didn't work.
One officer discharged one round, striking the male and freeing the woman.
Now, what led up to this incident isn't clear, but the knife was recovered, the mother is okay, and the responding officers are being checked out. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.